the McKenzie and the Stickler family to a person, an individual that I know. He goes by his name is Melvin Bacon, and his family lost their son. And we want to pray for them. And we thank God that we have been given the opportunity to have this platform to be able to reach lost souls and those that may be lost and going through bereavement. So bless them. Thank God that He is still God in the midst of all trouble and everything that is happening. We also want to pray for you. Pray for anyone that are going through situations and problems and things in life that you may not have found the strength nor the faith to be able to get through, how to make it, what to do, how to choose the right way, the right direction, which way to go. And we're praying today that the Lord would give you that answer. Not only give you an answer, would comfort you. He would strengthen you in spirit and in your minds. That if by faith that you would trust Him, believe Him without a shadow of a doubt. And even in the midst of even without a shadow of a doubt, there will be some doubt in the flesh. But yet understanding that God is still who He is, and He still is in the saving and changing lives business. He's still not only in that business, He's in the business of healing and delivery. He told the disciple that He would send back the comforter, a comforter, a teacher, a leader, a guider, to help you in all the times of things that you face and whatever you go through. We want to say that today. We want to pray for you today in that manner. And we want to pray for all the mothers and everyone that is listening, that you continue to be that woman, that mother that God chose you to be, and that whatever you are facing, whatever the responsibility, whatever the accountabilities and things that you are having to deal with, that He would strengthen you, that He would strengthen you to be what He would have you to be. Notice what He would have you to be is what I'm saying. Allow the Spirit of God to come into your life, touch you and anoint you, guide you and direct you, and strengthen you through all your ups and downs. Somebody may have lost a child, a loved one, or somebody may have lost someone right now or before this day. And we're just praying that you would be strengthened by the Spirit of God, that He keeps you and that He covers you under the blood in the name of Jesus. So let us pray today. Father, we thank You right now. Thank You, Lord, for all You've done and all You're doing. Thank You for the things that You've already done. Thank You for the things that You're going to do. Thank You for the blessing that You've already given. Thank You how You've blessed us to be here today. You've given us another opportunity, another chance. Every time, Father, You allow the breath to breathe through these bodies and our lungs, Father, the breath of life, and cause the heart to pump the blood through every vein in our bodies. Father, that causes us to have the activity of our limbs. They give us the strength to move, to walk, to talk, to see, to hear. Father, to do, to run, to laugh, to cry, to shout. Father, we thank You right now. Father, we thank You for just being who You are. Thank You for being a loving God. Thank You for being a merciful God. Thank You for being a kind God. And thank You for being a God that was willing and did sacrifice. Sacrifice. You sacrificed, Father, that we might have a chance to eternal life. Thank You, God. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You for the love. Thank You for the plan that You put in place, that even we can have eternal life, to be with You forever if we so choose. Father, bless right now, touch right now. Father, I pray that every mother, Father, today, that not just because it's a day that they set aside to celebrate the mothers, but we need to know that every day is a Mother's Day. Every day that a mother is carrying out her duties, she's a mother. It doesn't have to be just one day. And that we acknowledge on your day not to forget, about who you are and what you've done and what you're doing and what you're going to do. Father, we thank you right now. We praise you right now. We give you glory right now. We thank you, Jesus. Touch every individual in the sound of my voice, every person, every woman, boy, child. Father, we thank you. Man, Father, we thank you. Thank you for all the opportunity you give us, and thank you for the opportunity you're giving us right now. We praise you forevermore. We lift you up. We thank you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name, we pray. We pray and we ask all things, and we give you glory. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen, Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for what you've done and what you're doing. We thank you for the loving kindness, your tender mercy. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do. I want to again pray and read the Lord's Prayer as well before I begin in my message or in my encouraging thoughts on today. In Matthew 6 and verse 10, and is the Lord's Prayer, he says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Amen. "For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Yours is the kingdom, Lord. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the kingdom and the power. All things belong to you. For your glory forever, that we live and stand. That we stand to give you praise, to magnify your name. Today we want to glorify the name of the Lord. And we want the mothers to glorify the name of the Lord today with us, knowing that God is good. He's a wonderful God. He's always there. So today we want to bring your attention to the book of Matthew again. The book of Matthew in chapter 5. But we want to key in on what we just mentioned. For yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the power. Forever. We don't want to forget that. We don't want to forget that the kingdom is his. The earth is his. Everything in it. And all that he has created. I'm saying this because a lot of times people get caught up in the celebratory times of these days that have been set aside for certain celebrations. But I want you to know that we got to always remember to give the Lord the glory, to give him praise, to give him thanksgiving, to magnify his holy name. For he is worthy to be praised. Yeah, I'm coming to you a little different today. But we're going into the book of Matthew chapter 5. And we wanted to share today a word in the word with you today. But we want to encourage everyone to take time out to hear, to read, to study, to meditate on God's word. God's word. It's a wonderful thing to know that he has given us another chance. Another chance. a chance to be able to forgive one another, a chance to have or to partake of his word daily. Daily. Give us day by day our daily bread. Day by day, forgive us of our sins, as we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. But don't lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Father, deliver the mothers from the evil ones. All the mothers that face a lot of triumph, that face a lot of accusations, that face a lot of things in life, burdened down with responsibilities, weighed down with accountabilities as well. They carry a lot of weight on their shoulders, on their backs. They're important in the family. They are the glue, that I might say, in the family. To keep them together, to keep everyone together. And so when that mother is not there, when she's not doing her part, when she's not carrying out her duties, it's hard for the family to stay together. So today we want to share an encouraging and inspiring word to all in the book of Matthew in chapter 5. Here's the Beatitudes. Everyone that ever read the Bible before knows of these. But here Jesus began to teach them. And it reads, and it says in chapter 5, beginning at verse 1, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated on a mountain, on his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying this." Let me read it again. "And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and he taught them, saying this." He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the one that encounter tough time. Blessed are the one that is able to maintain their integrity. Blessed are the one that go through ridicule and all the heartaches and all the pain and all the things that life throws at them. Blessed. It might be beaten down. You might be worn down. You might be about to give up. You might be just about to turn or throw in the towel. But Jesus is standing right there. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man would open up and let him in, he'll come in. He'll be with him. He'll live with him. He'll sup with him. He'll be there to help him in every way, in every manner." But it's up to us that we choose to give him the glory, and that we acknowledge him, and that we know that as long as we keep the faith and stay on the right path according to his word, that everything will be all right. He says, "Blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Stay humble. Stay humble in the works for the Lord. Stay humble in all that he gives you to do. Stay humble in the direction in which he leads you. Blessed, spiritually prosperous, happy to be admired are the poor in spirit, those devoid of spiritual arrogance, and those who regard themselves as insignificant. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven, both now and forever. Both now and forever. Verse 4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." What do you mean? What are you saying? Blessed happy, fortunate, or forgiven, refreshed by God's grace are those who mourn over their sins and repent. For they will be comforted when the burden of sin is lifted. They can be comforted when the burden of sin is lifted. When the weight of the world is on you and calls you to react, retaliate, or be unforgiving. But when they are ready to give it to him, he said, refreshed by God's grace. They can be refreshed. Refreshed for the sins, and then they repent of those sins. For they will be comforted when the burden of the sin is lifted. Blessed are the meek. And verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Who are they, the meek? Blessed are the ones that inwardly, peacefully, spiritually, secure, worthy of respect. Are the gentle, the one that take time out. Take time out and don't think about themselves more than they think about others or helping others. A lot of times mothers are like that. A lot of times mothers will do what no one else will do. A lot of times mothers will go the mile when nobody else will go the mile. A lot of times mothers will sacrifice when no one else will sacrifice. For they want to have the peace on the inside, knowing that they've done all they can for their husband or their children. Blesses that mother today that have inward peacefulness, spiritual security that's worthy of respect. They are gentle because they are the kind-hearted. They're sweet-spirited. They are the kind-hearted, they're sweet-spirited, and they're self-controlled. That's the real mother that has or carried these attributes here. Hallelujah. For they will inherit the earth. See, this is according to Jesus' plan. Lord, have mercy. In verse 6, he says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. What are they? Who are they? Blessed are the ones that are joyful, that is nourished by God's goodness. And they are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for those who are actively seek right standing with God. For they will be completely satisfied. You see, mothers, that type of mother. All people should be this, but we're encouraging the mothers today. Hallelujah. For those that are joyful when things are bad, when they have the nourishing, or the nourishment by God's goodness, or nourished by God's goodness, which is kept by his goodness, his love, and his grace. Because they hunger for the thirst for righteousness. What is righteousness? They hunger for standing and being, or who actively seek right standing with God. Right standing with God. For they will be what? They will be completely satisfied when they do all they can by God's will. You see, it's not so much as more about the mother as it is about Jesus. Or not so much about the mother as it is about the God that's in the mother. The God that works through the mother. The God that lives through the mother. The God that fulfills things through the mother. Hallelujah. The God that lives through their mother. They will always be nourished by the goodness of God, which has allowed them to always to want to be in right standing with God. And when they're in right standing with God, then they're able to be completely satisfied. You see, when your mother didn't have a godly mind, a spiritual godly mind about what thus says the Lord, you're not concerned about what the world thinks of what they do or how they act or the thing that they're doing. But you're concerned about the safety, the love, and the kindness for your loved ones and those that you come in contact with. Hallelujah. Well, verse 7 lets us know that blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the merciful. Why? Because when they give mercy, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed, what do you mean? Blessed are the merciful. The one that is content, that's sheltered by God's promises. Sheltered by God's promises are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. You see, as long as that mother is sheltered by the mercy of God, by the promises of God, live by the attribute of the Spirit of God, the direction of God, and the intent of God in their lives, that they can be there for all people, everyone that leans and depends on them. When they do this, blessed are the merciful, for they shall or they will receive mercy. So no matter what she's going through, no matter the weight of the load that's on her shoulder, the weight of the responsibility that she deals with the family, in the home, the children, all that. And sometimes she gets so weighed down that she feels like throwing in the towel. Sometimes she gets so weighed down, she's hurting, and no one knows the deep or the depth of the pain that she's dealing with. Sometimes she goes through the day not letting anybody know the hurt that's happening on the inside. Sometimes she goes through even of rejection. Maybe the children not around. Maybe they're grown now. Maybe they're gone. Maybe they're out of town. Maybe they're somewhere. Maybe they don't get in touch like they used to. Maybe they don't call. But she's content because she's sheltered by the promises of God. As long as she stay in the will of God. Hallelujah. We're talking about a godly mother here. You see, there's nothing in the word of God that I can leave out without God being at the pinnacle, the top of everyone's life. Especially today, we're talking about the mother. As long as God is the height of her life, the head, the guide, the direction of her life, no matter what pain that she endured, no matter what pain that she goes through, she will be all right. Why? Will she have mercy? Will she give mercy? She shall receive mercy. She doesn't have to worry. She doesn't have to fret. Just continue to trust God. Not only for the mother, but anyone. But today again, we're talking directly to the mothers. Hallelujah. We're still talking to you as well, that you can continue on too with this, with the same things that we're mentioning today. If you're merciful, if you grant mercy to someone, you can receive mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, blessed are the pure in heart. Verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart. Got a pure heart. Got a pure heart. What is that, a pure heart? What do you mean, a pure heart? Anticipating God's presence. Spiritually mature. Anticipating God's presence to be there at all times through all things in her or his in her life. Blessed are the pure in heart. Why the pure in heart? Those with integrity, those with moral courage and godly character, for they shall see God. When she has this presence, to anticipate God's presence, in her every move, in every area of her life. Spiritually mature, that knows how to deal with chaos, that knows how to deal with frustration, with hurt and pain, because she's anticipating God's presence to be there at all times. No matter what she has to deal with. Hallelujah. So bless out the pure in heart. And this applies to anybody that choose to carry out these beatitudes in their spiritual lives. Are the pure in heart, those that are with integrity, that have integrity, that have moral courage, and that builds godly character. Godly character is what makes a mother, is what makes any of us godly character. When we allow the Lord to be in our lives, when we allow, when we are anticipating, I like that word, anticipating God's presence, the expectancy of God's presence, to recognizing of God's presence, that realizing by faith that his presence is always there and will always be there as long as we anticipate him to operate in our lives, or in this case, operate in her life. Hallelujah. They're blessed. Blessed, they're happy. They're fortunate. They're comforted by the Spirit of God. They're directed by the Word of God. Hallelujah. We thank him for that. Verse 9 says, blessed are those peacemakers, are the peacemakers, are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed, happy and fortunate, these people are spiritually come with life, joy in God's favor. With life and joy that's in God's favor. They are makers, are the makers and the maintainers of peace. They are the makers and the maintainers of peace, for they will express his character and be called the sons of God. When the mother looks for equilibrium to balance everything out in the home, in the house, between the children, between everything that she does, to glorify the name of the Lord. In order to do such, always remaining spiritually calm. As I said in the first one, anticipating God's presence. Remaining spiritually calm because of the spiritual maturity. Excuse me. Excuse me. According to the spiritual maturity that she has. Thank the Lord for a woman like that. Thank the Lord for people like that. That they're anticipating God's presence, that they spiritually mature, and that they are spiritually come with the life joy in God's favor. God's favor. God's favor. These are the type of people. They are the ones that are the makers and the maintainers of peace. Always looking to keep things calm. Keep things peaceful. For they will express his character, because that's what God desires. Love and kindness towards one another. And be called the sons of God. And be an heir. And be adopted into the family of God to be with him. Blessed, happy is that individual, happy is that person, and in this case again, this mother, that she builds, that she maintains this type of character, that she maintains anticipating God's presence, that she builds spiritual maturity, and that she has the calmness to stay calm, because with life, joy in God's favor, always happy, because she always anticipates God's presence to be with her at all times. Some may not have made it or matured to this level yet, but it's a word today to encourage you to get there, to build there, to grow there. It's not about the gifts that you're receiving today. But it's about the character of loving God for who you are. For loving God for how he built you. How he created you to be that individual in the family. Number 10 tells us, the blessed are those. Those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. She's going to go through something. We're going to go through something. Blessed. Happy. Comforted. She's comforted. He or she is comforted by the inner peace and God's love. Are those who are persecuted for doing that which is morally right. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven, both now and forever. Both now and forever. Always looking for reasons, ways, and means to keep the peace. By being able to maintain their temperance, not snapping, not going off, staying calm in the midst of all of it. Comforted by the inner peace, an inner peace which comes with the spirituality of God's love. They're the one, or those are the one that who are persecuted for holding up, for standing up for what's morally right. Even when the world is going in the wrong direction, but always standing for what's morally right. Even if the children don't agree, even if the children don't want to follow, but always standing for what's morally right. Morally right. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven, both now and forever. You see, you can't lose by being obedient to the will of God and allowing the presence of his Holy Spirit to always be there. Always be there. Always be there in your life. And that's why I like what verse 8 said, anticipating God's presence. Anticipating God's presence. Present, spiritually mature. See, it's going to take spiritual maturity to be able to endure all the tasks, all the things that life has to throw at you. It's going to take God's spirit to do it. And to be that kind of mother, to be the kind of mother that he desires for you, not you, but what he desires of you, that he created you to be. To allow that spiritual transformation to happen every day in your life by the word of God. Because you study and meditate on his word day and night. Don't fret. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry about the weight of nothing in this world. Don't worry about the problems with your children. Always continually trusting in God. That's what verse 9 lets us know, to spiritually stay calm. Spiritually calm. Why? Because life and joy is in God's favor. Because it expresses his character. When you allow the Spirit of God to express his character through you, you can be called the sons of God, a child of God. A child of the King. That you have the inner peace of God's love. Doing that which is right, morally right. Keeping the right standard of God in place at all times. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Both now and forever. 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 Forever is a long time. Long, long time. Verse 11 says, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. He said, no matter what they say about you, no matter how they talk against you, no matter the evil things that they say or say against you, stay strong in my word. What is that? Blessed to be morally courageous. courageous, and spiritually alive with the life, joy, and God's goodness. Morally courageous, have courage, and spiritually alive with life, with joy in God's goodness. In God's goodness. When you have that, are you, when people insult you, when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil things against you because of your association with me. With who? With Jesus. All because of the association with the Lord. All because you're standing for what's right. You're different because you're standing for what's morally right. Morally right. Standards in the presence of God. Standing for holding the integrity, the moral courage, and having the godly character. The godly character to keep you, to hold you in place when things are not going well. At all times, anticipating God's presence. Because you know you're growing spiritually. And when you reach that spiritual maturity that you can understand, then God is always with you. Jesus is always with you. If you trust him. If you just trust him. So blessed are morally or morally courageous and spiritually alive with life, joy, and God's goodness. Life, joy, and God's goodness. Are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil things against you because of your association with the Lord, with me? That's what he says. This is Jesus saying these things here. Saying these things. And he says in the last verse of these Beatitudes in verse 12. He says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So be happy no matter what you go through, what you endure. Be glad and exceedingly joyful, for your reward in heaven is great, absolutely inexhaustible. I mean, not giving up, not giving out. For in this same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Don't worry about what they say against you or the manner of things that they say against you. Falsely accuse you. You read it in the 11th verse. Stay morally courageous. Stay spiritually alive with the life of joy, with the life of joy in God's goodness. Brothers, you don't have to worry about the materialistic things in this world. They are added things to show appreciation. But when you know that the love of God is keeping you and has kept you thus far, that's enough to be grateful for. This is just one day. This is just one day. But you're not a mother on one day. You're a mother for every day. You're a mother every day. Mother's Day, every day. Every day. Every day is Mother's Day. Because the mothers have to endure something at all times. They have to go through something all the time. Sometimes the husband don't even understand. Children don't even understand. Sometimes when she's quiet, not saying a word. Going on doing what she does. Not complaining, not mumbling, not grumbling. Going on making sacrifice. Going on. Oh, Lord, I salute your mothers for holding on. For I know that you can't hold on by yourself. For I know that you are not holding on your own.
For you're not dealing with or enduring these things by yourself. I encourage you, those mothers that may be having a hard time and haven't been always strong enough, but I encourage you to keep your hand and your courage in God, in Jesus. Always anticipating God's presence. In order to do so, to be spiritually mature, you have to grow spiritually. You have to grow spiritually to manage, to handle, to deal with all the things that life has to throw at you. And believe thou this, if you haven't learned it by now, and I'm sure you should have by now, that through the ages and times of your life, that you've encountered some things. And even when you didn't know how to do or what to do or when to do, it was nobody but Jesus. The Lord been keeping you at all time, and he's keeping you right now. Even if you have lost a loved one, even if you have lost a son or a daughter or a husband or a mother or a father, he's there for you. You don't have to grieve. You can be spiritually happy that the Lord is always there. He said it in verse 10. He's comforted. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Why? Because they have comfort by inner peace. They have comfort by inner peace in God's love. Inner peace. And that those things that come against you is nothing but the darts of the adversary. But yes, he uses individuals that are weak to cause these things to happen. But all you have to do is stand. All you have to do is hold on, stay encouraged in God's word. Not in yourself, in God's word. Don't depend on yourself. You have to depend on Jesus. Don't rely on yourself. Rely on Jesus. Don't try to manage alone. Manage with Jesus. Don't try to figure it out by yourself. Figure it out with Jesus. Figure it out with Jesus. Always let him comfort you. Always let him keep you. Always let him guide you. Always let him direct you. Always let him be the high pinnacle, the most important in your life. Let him be the center of your joy. The center of your joy. Hallelujah. Let him be the number one thing in your life. Even though that you go through things, even though you're having a hard time, sometimes the weight is so unbearing in the eyes of others. But he ain't gonna put no more on you than you can handle. Why? In your mind, physically, you may not can handle it. You may not can deal with it. You may not know what to do with it. But he has the answer. He has the answer to all your problems. All you got to do is lean and depend on him. All you got to do is trust him. All you got to do is magnify his holy name. Lift him up for all he's done, for all he's doing, for all he's done, and all he's going to do. Give him praise today. Magnify his name today. Magnify his name today for all he has done. Lift him up for where he's brought you, how far he's brought you, how far he brought you today. It's a celebrating time to know that you're still alive and you're well. That you're well and you can be able to give him joy. Jesus, you're the center of my life. You're the center of my life, Lord. We thank you right now. We thank you for being the center of our lives. We thank you for being everything in our lives. You're the center of my joy. We thank you, Jesus. We want to dedicate this to the mothers. Let him be the center of your joy today. Let him be the center of your joy. Let him be what you need today. Let him be there for you today. Let him know that he's the center of your joy. Oh, you ought to be ready to glorify him now. You ought to be ready to worship him, praise him now. Let him be there for you. Let him be there for you. Let him be there in your life. Let him guide you through. Let him hold you. Let him keep you. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, let him be that laughter. Yes, 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 let him be that. Let him be there, mothers. Let him be there. Let Jesus be the center. Let Jesus be the center. The center of your joy. Let him be that. Yes. Everything good and perfect comes from the Lord. It comes from the Lord. Lift your hands today, mother. Lift your hands. Glorify him right now. Lift your hands right now. Bless his name. Bless his name right now. Bless him. Let him know. Let him know he's the center. Let him know he's the center of your joy. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, let him be there for you. You know the pain you go through and the things you're dealing with. Let him be there. Let him be there for you. Let him be your strength. Let him love on you. Let him keep you. Let him hold you. Let him mold you. Let him comfort you. He's the source of everything in your life. The source of everything, not you by yourself. Let him have his way. Let him have his way. Come on, mother. Let him have his way in your life. Let him be the center. Bless you, mothers. Bless you today. Bless you.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Let him be everything. Let him be everything in your life. All you endure, all you go through, all you have to deal with. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Let him be the center. Let him be the center. Yes, yes, yes. Nobody else can hold you like him. Nobody can keep you. Ain't nobody doing it but him. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Woo! Lord, have mercy. Bless the mothers today. Bless your mother. Bless you. Bless your mom out there. Bless you. I love you, mama. I love you. Bless you.
Hey, glory.
Bless
you, Lord.
I love all of your mothers. Bless you. Bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Let him be the center of your life. Let him touch you today. Don't you feel it right now, all you're going through? Everything you've dealt with, everything you're dealing with. Let him be your hope. Let him be your hope. Let him be your joy. Come on, give him praise today. Give him praise for what he made you, how he made you, who he made you to be. He's your company keeper. He's the one to hold you. He's the one to hold you. He'll be there. Oh, he will be there. He will be there. Lord have mercy. He will be there. He's right there right now. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Let him be that center. Give him glory today. Give him glory today. Give him glory today. Oh, my God, give him glory today. Lift him up. Lift him up. He's the center of your joy, all of our joy. Woo, God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Give him the joy for praise he deserves. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you today. We thank you for being encouraged. We thank you for the mothers. We thank you for the loved ones. We thank you for all you've done. We thank you for all you're doing. And we thank you for all you're going to do. We give you glory, Lord. We give you praise. We thank you right now. We magnify your holy name. We're praying for your mothers. Continue to be that godly mother that he chose you to be. We bless his holy name. We pray that we're given a word of encouragement and inspiration to you. We give our love to all of you. Thank God for you. May the peace of God be with you and peace of God keep you. We love you. Selah. God bless you. Have a blessed Mother's Day. God bless you. Amen.
You've been listening to the broadcast of Focus to Change Ministries. Please join us next Sunday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. And remember, if you make the choice, Jesus will make the change. God bless you and have a blessed month.